Lesson 11. Everyday Inventions. 2. Part A. Listen, write, and speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each of the questions you hear.
Who is the inventor of spectacles? It is said the inventor probably lived in the town of Pisa, Italy, around 1286, and he was almost certainly a craftsman working in glass. But nobody knows his name. We only know this much about the inventor because on a Wednesday morning in February 1306, when Friar Giordano gave a sermon at a church in Florence, he said, "It is not yet 20 years since there was found the art of making eyeglasses which make for good vision." He also said, "I have seen the man who first invented and created it, and I have talked to him." We know Friar said this because admirers copied his sermons down as he gave them. The inventor of spectacles kept the method of making them to himself. Perhaps he thought this was the best way of getting money from his invention. But the idea soon got around. As early as 1300, craftsmen in Venice were making the new discs for the eyes. At first, spectacles were only shaped for far-sighted people. The lenses for short-sighted people were not developed until the late 15th century. Spectacles allowed people to go on reading and studying long after bad eyesight would normally have forced them to give up. They were like a new pair of eyes. Everyone thought the inventor of such a valuable thing should be honored. But for centuries, no one had any idea who the inventor really was. So all kinds of candidates were put forth: Dutch, English, German, Italian. A fake memorial was erected last century in a church in Florence to honor a man as the true inventor of spectacles, but he never even existed. It is only recently that the researchers have dug back through the records, pushed away all the stories and legends, and they have found the man whose name they do not know and to whom Friar talked probably lived in Pisa nearly 700 years ago. One researcher wrote, "The world has found lenses on its nose without knowing whom to thank." Can you believe it?
Question number 1. How did the world get to know about the inventor of spectacles? Question number 2. What did the speaker think of the invention of spectacles? Question number 3. For whom were the first spectacles designed? Question number 4. What event took place in a church in Florence last century? Question number 5. What can be concluded from the passage? Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and fill in the following chart with the information you get from the tape about the inventor of spectacles. If the information is unconfirmed, indicate with words like probably, most likely, etc.
Who is the inventor of spectacles? It is said the inventor probably lived in the town of Pisa, Italy, around 1286, and he was almost certainly a craftsman working in glass. But nobody knows his name. We only know this much about the inventor because on a Wednesday morning in February 1306, when Friar Giordano gave a sermon at a church in Florence, he said, "It is not yet 20 years since there was found the art of making eyeglasses which make for good vision." He also said, "I have seen the man who first invented and created it, and I have talked to him." We know Friar said this because admirers copied his sermons down as he gave them. The inventor of spectacles kept the method of making them to himself. Perhaps he thought this was the best way of getting money from his invention. But the idea soon got around. As early as 1300, craftsmen in Venice were making the new discs for the eyes. At first, spectacles were only shaped for far-sighted people. The lenses for short-sighted people were not developed until the late 15th century. Spectacles allowed people to go on reading and studying long after bad eyesight would normally have forced them to give up. They were like a new pair of eyes. Everyone thought the inventor of such a valuable thing should be honored. But for centuries, no one had any idea who the inventor really was. So all kinds of candidates were put forth: Dutch, English, German, Italian. A fake memorial was erected last century in a church in Florence to honor a man as the true inventor of spectacles, but he never even existed. It is only recently that the researchers have dug back through the records, pushed away all the stories and legends, and they have found the man whose name they do not know and to whom Friar talked probably lived in Pisa nearly 700 years ago. One researcher wrote, "The world has found lenses on its nose without knowing whom to thank." Can you believe it? Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. Here are six riddles. Listen to the tapes twice and have a good guess. Write down your answers in the blanks as quickly as you can.
1. What country has a good appetite? 2. What country is popular on Thanksgiving Day? 3. What star is not seen in the sky? 4. What part of a watch is always old? 5. What kind of table has no legs? 6. What is the worst weather for rats and mice?
Now, listen again. Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage. It will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear. A new kind of contact lenses has recently been invented in America. Disposable contacts, as they come to be called, have hit the market after extended wear contact lenses. Disposable contacts can be worn without being removed, then thrown away and replaced by a fresh pair. Dr. Jack Hartstein, eye specialist at the Washington University, says, "If disposable lenses are worn properly, they are safer and more convenient than extended wear lenses." He also says, "Many eye specialists are increasingly reluctant to prescribe extended wear lenses. To allow oxygen to reach the cornea, the transparent outcoat of the eyeball, extended wear lenses contain up to 70% water. But the water also absorbs bacteria, irritants, and proteins, which can result in cloudy vision, infection, and cornea ulcers. Disposable lenses cost about $365 for the first year and $280 thereafter. But competition will drive the price down. Extended wear lenses range from approximately $150 to more than $400, but need replacing once or twice a year. Dr. Hartstein estimates that users of disposable lenses will save at least $100 a year on cleaning solutions, and there is no need for insurance to cover lost or damaged lenses."
Question number 1. What has recently been invented in the U.S.? Question number 2. Why are many specialists increasingly reluctant to prescribe extended wear lenses? Question number 3. How much can users of disposable contact lenses save compared with those of extended wear contact lenses? Question number 4. What kind of lenses does the speaker recommend in the passage? Question number 5. What can you infer from the passage?
This is the end of Lesson 11.